Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Abundology Podcast. My name is Renee Spears, and I'm a law of attraction mentor and spiritual advisor, and I help people be happy and attract more money, love, time, and joy in their lives. I'm coming to you from downtown Portland, Oregon, and this is the weekly energy update for the week of May 23rd, 2021. Every Sunday, I talk about how the energy is going to be for the week ahead, and I also infuse the show with some positive vibes, so you do get a little positive energy boost just for listening. And get ready for your life to fast forward, because this week on Wednesday, May 26th, we have a super blood moon lunar eclipse. And we will be able to see it in the United States. On the West Coast, the full eclipse happens around 4 in the morning. So a lunar eclipse occurs when the Earth stands directly between the Moon and the Sun, which results in the Earth casting its shadow on the Moon. So during a total lunar eclipse, the Moon is fully obscured by the Earth's shadow, giving the Moon like a reddish tone. And this is where the term blood moon comes from. So we have two supermoons in 2021. The first one was April's pink moon, and the second one is this one, May's flower moon. So the moon will be closer to the Earth than it was in April, meaning that this full moon will be the biggest and the brightest full moon of the year. So the super blood moon eclipse is really rare. The last time we had one was back in January 2019, so it's something really special to experience. The blood moon eclipses bring sudden changes or a need to transform or shift our lives in a new direction. The thing with eclipses is they put us where we need to be. They represent portals that elevate and push us into that next chapter and a higher evolution of our soul. They represent a quantum jump in a new and higher state of consciousness. So we can trust what falls away from our life at the time of the eclipse, because eclipses are often direct messages from the universe that it's time to let go of something. And this blood moon eclipse falls in the sign of Sagittarius. So Sagittarius rules over the higher mind and wisdom. Its energy allows us to focus on the bigger picture and to see things from a more expansive point of view. So right now is the time to focus on the big picture of your life. And don't let yourself be petty right now. Don't worry about the little things. Focus on the bigger picture. So full moons are always a time when we're especially emotional, and an eclipse, especially a blood moon eclipse, amplifies that. So as the moon falls into darkness with the eclipse, it symbolizes all of our own dark emotions. All of the shadows suddenly come into our awareness. And you can kind of think of eclipses as full moons on steroids. So Jupiter, which is the planet that makes things larger or magnifies things, is also really active during this eclipse, which adds to all of this energy. So you're starting to get the idea that this is a big deal, a big time of change when life is going to fast forward. So take it easy this week, especially on Wednesday. Don't schedule too much work this week. You're going to need some downtime to deal with anything that comes up or any emotions that you might need to deal with. So eclipses affect us all differently, but we're all going to feel extra emotional. And they come in pairs, so we might not reach the other side of this intense energy until after the solar eclipse, which happens on June 10th. So we have a couple weeks, if not a month, of this energy around. So be patient and know that it's going to pass. We're just in a really transformational, spiritual time right now. And keep in mind that eclipses are magical events. They're like gifts from the universe, and they put us where we need to be. They force us to evolve. They bring around change, but they also bring about around awakening and opportunity to level up on our soul path. So we're in this time of spiritual growth and awakening, which we talked about last week. And we're all here on a soul mission of sorts. And it's eclipses, particularly blood moon eclipses, that remind us why we are here, what our soul mission is, what our life purpose is. what we're doing here this lifetime, and how we can elevate to a higher level of being. So there is a lot of spiritual awakening, spiritual transformation, learning what your soul path, your soul mission is this lifetime happening right now. And it's good to remember that anything that happens now is part of your destiny, and it's there to take you to the next chapter of your evolution. So eclipses illuminate our karmic path. They speed up time. They open new doors by slamming others shut. So we often have these really sudden changes. But remember, all for the highest good. So if you've been dragging your feet about something, an eclipse gives you that extra push or maybe a shove to take action. And this can be shocking, but remember, we're simply expediting the inevitable. These events were going to happen anyway. We're just fast-forwarding to the events to get them over. And eclipses bring around big life events. Babies being born, an engagement or a marriage, a promotion, important travel, starting your own business, the sale or purchase of a home, moving, divorce. You get the idea. These are big things. So with all eclipses, something ends and something else begins. With a lunar eclipses, the endings are final. This is it. So if you break up with somebody now, this is the end. These are final things that are ending. And they demand that we move forward. So time is also going to feel like it's speeding up. You know, eclipses bring events that you assumed were maybe months or years away. I have a client that we've been talking about her moving on out of her relationship, but we were talking about gradually doing it and maybe it happening at the end of the year. But I received an email this morning that no, the ending of the relationship is happening today. So that's what's going to happen. We may have plans out there. Oh, we'll get to this in the next few months. And the eclipse is going to speed that shit up. So no matter what happens, know that the universe is moving you forward. And eclipses are wild cards, really. They're some of the most dramatic tools that the universe uses to get us to pay attention to areas in our life that need change. So they uproot us, they surprise us, they get us moving so we can move from this one level to another. And it's really fast. Eclipses want us to change, and we do it quickly. So any signs that you get this week from your guides, from the universe, any messages, you need to pay particular attention to them. They are important. Any messages or aha moments that you get over this next 2 weeks, perhaps month with that other lunar, the other solar eclipse in there, they're important. So pay attention. So I do have a couple of clients that have birthdays this week, and one of them is actually on Wednesday when the eclipse is. So if an eclipse falls on your birthday or within 5 days of your birthday, the year that follows that birthday is an extremely important one for you. So you're going to experience big life changes, massive changes in an area of your life. So this is also true if your eclipse falls on your rising sign, which is the first house of your chart. So your old life now fades into history and a new one comes in. So I have an eclipse this year. The solar eclipse is on June 10th. My birthday is on June 9th. So that's within the 5 days of the changes. So I know already that this is going to be a life-changing year for me. It's also super important if you have a birthday coming up around an eclipse to pay particular attention to your health, because this can really stir stuff up in your body. So just be mindful. If something hurts or something feels a little off right now, this is not the time to just see how it works out and maybe I'll go to the doctor in a couple weeks. No, take this seriously. So if something comes up and it's a little flutter and you don't think it's a big deal, think twice. Think about this podcast. Oh, Renee said, I need to take this seriously. So you're kind of getting the idea of how big of a deal this week is. So take it easy. Keep your schedule light. Remember that no matter what happens, that it's for your highest good and that we're moving forward. This is important fated stuff. This is an opportunity to look at life from a whole new perspective. So slow down, breathe, meditate, and stay open to new information that is coming to you. And because this week might be emotional, this is a highly emotional time, you might want to increase your exercise to help with some of that stress reduction and keeping you at a balanced spot. And remember, once again, that all of this is part of your plan. It's fated, and it's for our highest good. Although in the moment, it may not feel like it, but eventually, if we're looking at the bigger picture with the Sagittarius stuff, this is for your highest good. So thank you for listening. There will be a podcast next week, but the week after that, I'm going on Montana Spirit Quest 2021, which is my Montana road trip, and I'm going to take a podcast break at that time. So have a wonderful super blood moon lunar eclipse, big stuff, big pivotal point for us individually in our lives. But keep in mind, this is happening for everybody on the planet. So I wouldn't be a bit surprised if we see a whole bunch of stuff in the news this week of shaking things up. So have a great week, and I will talk to you again next week.